A little background before I start. This is when Jesus was in Jerusalem, and he was by the sheep gate, and the pool was there, and an angel would come from time to time to the pool and prepare for healing when there was a multitude of sick and lame people there. Jesus healed a lame man on the Sabbath, and the Jews obviously didn't care much for this. They gave them more fuel for their fire to persecute and want to kill him. So let's start there. For this reason, the Jews persecuted Jesus and sought to kill him, because he had done these things on the Sabbath. But Jesus answered them, "My Father has been working until now, and I have been working." Therefore the Jews sought all the more to kill him, because he not only broke the Sabbath, but also said that God was his Father, making himself equal with God. Then Jesus answered and said to them, "Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do. For whatever he does, the Son also does in like manner. For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself does. And he will show him greater works than these, that you may marvel. For as the Father raises the dead and gives life to them, even the Son gives life to whom he will. For the Father judges no one, but has committed all judgment to the Son, that all should honor the Son just as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent him. Most assuredly I say to you, he who hears my word and believes in him who has sent me has everlasting life, and shall not come into judgment, but be passed from death into life." This is perfect. Heavenly Father, as we prepare to come to you in worship to hear your word, keep us mindful of the path that you have prepared for us to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to give you all the honor and glory due your name through the guidance and instruction of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.